My name is Samantha. I'm 14 years old, and today is the 22nd. I'm speaking with Caroline Alexander, who is my step grandma, and we're recording in Portland, Oregon. So, what is one political view that you would feel strongly about, and would you consider yourself more liberal or conservative, or just more in the middle?
Interesting. I would definitely consider myself more conservative mm-hmm. because I would rather initiate a climate in our country to where people can, through their own efforts, earn their way through life as opposed to being taken care of or given
right.
things.
Okay.
So they can accomplish and have the benefit of feeling good about what they're doing for their lives. And then helping, and with that being said, helping those that really need the help.
Right.
People that are absolutely not able to help themselves, that would
be it.
You know, that would be the biggest priority.
Okay. I think I remember my mom told me something about how when she wanted to move to Sun Valley, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of like, she was kind of wondering if she should, and then you kind of told her like, yeah, like you should do it, because I think you went to Austria, was it?
I went to Austria.
Austria for a year. Okay, mm-hmm. So tell me about why you left and how was it? Like, why did you decide to just leave and go to Austria for a year?
So I had recently been divorced
mm-hmm.
and didn't have a definite path or a goal in my life right then, and wanted to do something different, and certainly always loved to travel, and met some people where I was working that had their parents had a home and a guest house
mm-hmm.
In Austria, and invited a bunch of us to go over there, and so we indeed went, but I only had enough money for a one-way ticket.
Oh.
So I had my one-way ticket in a backpack and had to get a job while I was there to be able to get home. So I stayed there and worked for about 4 months and had the experience of living and working in Austria and traveling a little bit.
That's
still
cool.
Didn't have a lot of money. So,
what'd you
didn't
work
travel
as?
A bunch. I worked at a little, they called it a pension, a little guest house, like a little motel.
Oh.
Had about 10 rooms, and they served breakfast and dinner, and my job was to be like a waitress, help make the small things for breakfast,
right.
and then serve dinner to
That's
the guests.
That's cool that you like got that
and
experience.
Cleaned a little bit, but not the rooms themselves.
There was there's another person
that
for that. That's cool.
Great experience.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Mm. Gosh, that's really hard. So many. Getting married, mm. having a family,
yeah.
having a baby.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure.
What are you most grateful for in your life, or what is one of the things you're grateful for in your life?
I'm grateful for my health.
Mm.
Doesn't seem like a big deal when you're young, but or if you are young and don't have your health, then it's a really big deal.
True.
But I'm definitely grateful for being healthy and
yeah.
able to exercise and play tennis.
Yeah.
And do what that allows me to do everything else in my life.
I think that's something a lot of people take for granted.
Exactly.
Is that they're healthy, but then once you're not, you kind of realize how
yeah,
much
it affects everything in your
yeah.
life.
Mm-hmm. How would you like to be remembered? Or if you could choose like three words that you would want people to remember you as.
A good
what would
person.
They be? Just a wholehearted person.
Just a good person. Yeah.
What was my mom like when she was growing up? Or not growing up.
Oh my gosh, I love that question.
Do you have any favorite stories about her?
When I first met your mom, she was about 13 or 14. Because she was my stepdaughter.
Right.
And when I first met her, I would chat with her in the house, and she would think before she spoke. which was very rare. I was kind of like a bubbly, say right. anything off the top of your head
right.
type person. And she really was a thoughtful
yeah.
person. And I thought that was very rare.
And yeah. she was younger, not young, but younger at the time too.
Right, right. And so for a young person, that was kind of unique.
Yeah, that's
but
cool.
Very thoughtful. And but
yeah.
that really made an impression on me.
What was the worst thing you remember my mom doing when she was younger?
She had a food fight with her friends in the dining room. And there was food all over the place.
That's off.
You can ask her after.
I will.
If what I would say to that.
I will ask her after. Oh, tell me about how you found out you were going to be a mother. And did you remember? Oh, no, I just had. Yeah. Tell me about the first moment you found out you were going to be like a mom.
I don't remember exactly. I'm sure I suspected I was pregnant and went to the doctor and found out. But the interesting part about the doctor
mm-hmm.
is his name is Dr. Miracle.
Really? That's funny.
Yeah. So I'm sorry I don't remember the
exact
name, but I remember her dad coming home and my telling him, and he was quite surprised. Yeah.
My mom told me when she knew she was about to have me, she called the doctor, and he was late because he was, like, golfing.
My doctor was not there to be delivered when Whitney was delivered.
Yeah. where were your ancestors born, or where's your, like, ancestral history?
Oh, my father was born in Sweden
mm-hmm.
and came to this country through Ellis Island when he was about 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother's parents came from Norway,
okay,
from Bergen.
So a lot of Scandinavian.
Scandinavian, yeah.
Yeah.
So my mother was born in Minnesota, her parents from Norway, so Swedish and Norwegian.
Oh, did you grow up, like, your entire life in Oregon?
I was born in Minnesota, moved to Oregon
when I was 2. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you guys just didn't move after
just
that?
Just stayed here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where in Oregon?
Roseburg.
Is that north or south?
It's about 4 hours south of Portland.
Okay. Did you have a nickname when you were, like, a teenager? And how did you get it, if you did?
I really didn't.
Didn't?
Except for my brother calling me Pudgy.
That counts, I guess.
Yeah. But that was more when I was younger.
Did you like school, and why or why not?
I love school. I loved everything about it. Yeah. I just love learning and still love learning. And
what was your, like, favorite subject in school? Or what did you enjoy learning most about?
I think didn't really have a favorite. In grade school, just everything, math, reading, probably history and social studies were not my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
High school, I went towards business education.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would be a favorite.
Favorite. What are your most vivid memories of school?
Oh, gosh. I think school's all about your peers. When you're in school, you go to school and learn because you're supposed to. And it's more about your friends and your fun.
True.
And I was also a member of the band and orchestra, so that made a big part of my life.
Did you do any sports in high school?
There weren't that many for girls.
At the time?
At that point.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think there was a tennis team, which I did not play tennis then. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think there was even a girls' basketball team.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
So I was in the band, pep band and marching band and all of that, so that was big.
I like what you said about, like, your peers, because I think you obviously go to school to learn and learn about, like, biology and, like, history and stuff, but you also learn a lot of life things from your peers and the people who you're with, because there's often a wide, well, depending on where you go to school, there can be a really wide range of like people and backgrounds, and you can learn a lot just being around kids.
You can learn from anyone. Yeah, exactly. You can learn from your peers plus your teachers.
Yeah, true. Yep. Oh, tell me about prom. What did you wear and who did you go with? And what was your night like? Or when was the first time you went to prom?
I only went to one prom when I was a junior, and it was fabulous. And I wore a nice long yellow gown, and we wore corsages then. And I invited a fellow who was older than I was.
Senior?
By a year or two. He may have been out of school. But we went to dinner and went to the prom and danced and danced and danced.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
So that was good. It was really fun.
That's good. What did you do during the summer when you weren't going to school?
So mostly I just hung out and played or, you know, did outside activities, took swimming lessons, whatever. When I got old enough to work, I worked in what would now be fast food restaurants, little hamburger shops. It was a car hop.
Oh.
Where people could order things from the window.
And then you would take it to their car.
Or you would go out to their cars and put little trays on their windows. And
they still do that in Sonic now.
Right. So, same thing.
That's
so
cool.
So, that was my job.
Oh,
and also, throughout my high school years, I did a lot of volunteering at the hospital.
Oh.
There was...
What'd you do?
Like candy stripers.
Oh.
And so I worked sometimes two or three nights a week.
Wow.
Just taking meals and magazines and stuff to patients and helping clean and make beds and do all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
I just asked you, one of the questions was what jobs did you do as a teenager, but you just told me, but... what did you do with the money that you earned from that? Save it or like buy a car? Or?
I'm sure I just saved it. I went to a business school after that, so I probably saved a little bit. I have no clear memory, so I probably spent it. Maybe bought clothes.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
If you could go back and relive your teenager high school years, would you? Why or why not? Or would you do anything differently if you could be a teenager now?
I think not being so self-absorbed, you know?
Yeah.
Just be there to do what you're supposed to do, learn your lessons, be with friends, involve yourself more maybe in the school activities.
Yeah.
Do as much as you can to be involved. And I wouldn't look forward to going back, no.
No. Nah. Thinking of all the jobs you've held in your life, tell me about your most or least favorite.
I worked with stockbrokers as a secretary and accountant for many years. Interesting, challenging, and then I didn't enjoy sitting behind a desk for 8 hours a day.
Right.
Also waitressed, which I thought was great. The money's not so terrific, but
fun.
You're up moving around and talking with people.
Yeah.
Right now I'm managing some
property.
Mm-hmm. And so I probably enjoyed that as much as anything.
Yeah.
And raising the cows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, after you said you went to business school?
I did.
In Oregon?
Yes. So it was like I couldn't afford to go to college. My dad had just died. So we somehow managed to be able to pay for a 15-month business school, and I wanted to become a legal secretary, which I got the somewhat degree in, but never was a legal secretary, but got the skills work. And my first job was for a place called Univac Data Processing.
Oh.
And so it was some of the first computers that were ever.
Oh, that's cool. Were they like big computers?
There was a computer that would fill this room, which is a large bedroom, that you could probably put on your watch these days. These big machines. We
would
process payroll and whatnot on punch cards and feed it through. Yeah.
I'm excited to see what technology happens in the future. I'm excited for that.
Oh my god.
Because it's already improved a lot, so.
Absolutely.
Oh, what does religion or spirituality mean to you? And if it does, or if it doesn't, what role does it play in your life today?
It's becoming a larger role in my life. Mm-hmm. Just, I guess, because I've become more aware and gotten more involved. And I think it gives you a purpose in life.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you a moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you rules to live your life by and serve the world and love the world. And
so what would you say some of those rules or like moral rules would be that you get from like religion?
Love one another.
Yeah.
Especially, that's the biggest one.
It's the main one.
Yeah. Yeah. Love and accept and do whatever you can to make the world a better place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was it. That's my last question. So cool. Yeah, thank you for doing it with me.
Gosh, thank you for caring enough to ask.
Thank you.
I hope it's helpful.
I think